to Detroit now, where the crisis at General Motors continues to grow. Yesterday, the company announced its 44th recall this year to change or replace the keys for nearly 3.4 million more cars. GM began to review ignition systems in all its cars after admitting a defect in the ignition switch of Chevy Cobalts and other small cars that causes the switch to slip out of run mode and stall the engine, a defect that caused at least 13 deaths. It took GM over a decade to recall the cars, even though people at the company knew about it. Tracy Samilton is auto industry reporter for Here Now contributor Michigan Radio, and she's here to position us in a story that you can be forgiven for thinking you've heard before. Tracy, yeah. GM has now recalled more than 20 million cars this year. Tell us more about this latest recall.
The latest one is for more than 3 million, and it is eerily reminiscent of the scandalous recall where GM admitted it had delayed the recall for 11 years. So this is a situation where the key can slip out of run and go into accessory or off. If you have a lot of weight on the key and you go over a bump, well, that turns the power steering off. It turns the power brakes off, makes it harder to control the car. And if you do get in an accident, your airbags will not work.
Terrible. So, again, just to remind people, because a little while ago, GM also said, oh, by the way, don't use these heavy sets of keys. Try to drive with one key if you can so that right. The heavy weight of the key doesn't cause this problem. So the earlier recall was of ignition systems. This recall is of keys. It sounds like they're all connected.
Based on how I'm looking at this, I think it's a similar problem where you have low enough torque to turn off the car that the swinging weight of the key can actually pull it off, and it's just a different fix. In this particular recall, they say we're going to be able to fix the problem by actually changing the key. And in the earlier recall, they had to replace the entire ignition assembly.
It's hard to imagine why people would continue to drive, you know, with one key, knowing that there's a problem. I mean, it just sounds so frightening. But how is GM doing, you know, all these recalls? Are people still buying the cars?
They are. We're paying a lot of attention in the news business to this, but I think the average consumer is not as obsessed with this. They may have heard about it. Certainly, if they have one of the cars involved in these recalls, they've gotten a letter saying you have to go to the dealer. But May sales for GM, the April sales, these were all after the big scandalous recall. All the company is doing quite well. And part of the reason may simply because millions of people now are coming into the dealerships to get a problem on an old car fixed. And some dealerships are saying, hey, we got this brand new car over here. Wouldn't you like to trade in?
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a reminder, we've reported on this before, that you should really check when you buy a used car that it isn't a car that's been recalled, because we've learned that some of them are put back out on the street. But meanwhile, GM CEO Mary Barra is going back to testify before Congress tomorrow. What is the sense that GM is fixing these defects?
Well, it's going to be tough with this big ignition-related recall coming, you know, 2 days before she has to, testify. Now, she won't be alone this time. She will have former U.S. Attorney Anton Valukas with her, who did an internal report which found, a pattern of incompetence and neglect, but not a cover-up at GM related to the recall.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a tough thing.
Tracy Samilton, auto industry reporter for Here Now contributor Michigan Radio, on the latest GM recall. Tracy, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.